Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, June 6th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is northeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08, and the dew point is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. New charges for a Kansas man accused of contaminating food. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police say 21-year-old Jace Hansen spit in food, touched it with his feet, and worse at Hereford House in Johnson County, making customers sick. He was previously charged with a single count of criminal threat, but this week he was charged with 21 additional counts of criminal threat, 10 counts of child exploitation, and a single count of criminal damage to property. Hansen remains behind bars, and 5 lawsuits have been filed against Hereford House in the aftermath of his criminal charges. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Governor Laura Kelly announced this week 7 organizations will receive a combined $3.9 million in grants to help high-speed internet and access to Wi-Fi across the state. The grants were awarded to several groups, including the Wichita Library Foundation, Cunningham Communications in North Central Kansas, and WTC in Riley County for 124 new public Wi-Fi access points. This is Kansas Information Network News.
QSI, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the new garage you built for my husband.
Yes. Everything okay?
That's just it. It's perfect. He's always out there working on his toys, so I found a hobby of my own.
What's that?
Japanese raku pottery.
Oh, you need a she shed.
I need a she shed.
QSI will help you build the garage, shed, or she shed of your dreams. Visit QualityStructures.com to get started today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Angus King of Maine, members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, introduced legislation to better coordinate and manage health care for veterans who receive services through Medicare and the Department of Veterans Affairs, or VA. A significant number of veterans over the age of 65 and veterans who have disabilities are dually enrolled in both Medicare and the VA healthcare system. And dual enrollment can lead to challenges with navigating between agencies, and a lack of coordination can result in fragmented and more expensive care. The Coordinating Care for Senior Veterans and Wounded Warriors Act would create a 3-year pilot program where veterans who are enrolled in both Medicare and VA healthcare would be assigned a case manager to help develop individualized care plans and manage the delivery of health care services. This would help eliminate gaps in care and duplication of services, improve quality of care, and lower expenses for taxpayers. Senator Moran said that he frequently hears from veterans and their caregivers who are frustrated by the bureaucracy and red tape they encounter when accessing health care from both the VA and Medicare. He said this bill will help senior veterans and those with disabilities, as well as their caregivers and providers, to better understand and navigate the 2 ways to receive care. And he said he's grateful to his colleague, Senator King, and their partners in the Veterans Service Organization community for supporting the legislation. Governor Kelly recently signed House Substitute for Senate Bill 387, fully funding K-12 education for the 6th consecutive year and making an initial investment into providing full funding for resources for teachers and staff with students who have IEPs. Governor Kelly said Kansas's public schools and students are foundational to ensuring Kansas has a bright future, so she was proud to fully fund Kansas's public schools for the 6th consecutive year. She said by collaborating in a bipartisan manner, they're equipping all of the Kansas students and educators with the resources they need to succeed in the classroom. House Substitute for Senate Bill 387 provides $75.5 million in additional funding for special education state aid and this includes $65.5 million in new state general fund support, $2.5 million from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act funds, and $7.5 million appropriated in 2023 for the upcoming school year. Governor Kelly said that with increased funding, districts will be better positioned to recruit and retain special education staff and ensure adequate services are provided to students with individualized educational plans or IEPs. Governor Kelly's office at the House substitute for Senate Bill 387 also expands access to child care, invests in early childhood education and literacy, supports the teacher workforce, and continues the commitment to school safety. Kansas is set to bolster benefits for families of workers who've been killed and for workers who've been permanently disabled, marking a change for the first time in more than a decade. Kansas workers will see the effects of the change in little more than a month following the passage of legislation overhauling what have been some of the lowest workers' compensation rates in the country. Senate Bill 430, a bipartisan law formed after vigorous negotiations with businesses and labor groups, was sent by lawmakers to the governor in March. She signed it in April, and it will go into effect July 1st. Governor Kelly recently held a ceremonial signing to reiterate the law's importance, surrounded by lawmakers, labor groups, and members of the National Guard. Governor Kelly estimated the last meaningful updates to workers' compensation happened 13 years ago, and it took 24 years of work before that to achieve change. A family of a worker killed on the job will receive up to $500,000 in death compensation benefits, up from the previous cap of $300,000. For a worker with an injury resulting in a permanent and total disability, benefits will be capped at $400,000, up from $155,000. Compensation benefits for a temporary total disability will go from the previous cap of $130,000 to $225,000, and these benefits will also undergo cost of living adjustments starting in 2027. Other changes include extending workers' compensation coverage to those in the Kansas National Guard and decreasing the Social Security retirement offset for certain disability benefits. Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz said the legislation is a significant step in achieving a balance between the needs of workers and the realities of the business world. SB 430 also allows for the settlement of workers' compensation cases without a formal court hearing and limits use of independent medical examinations, among other provisions. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Attorney General's Office reported that Kenneth Jason McCants, who scammed Husker football fans in 2022, was fined on Tuesday for his role in the scheme. McCants has been ordered to pay $87,000 in restitution and another $252,000 in civil penalties for the Nebraska game day experience. The attorney's office said McCants tricked fans into buying tickets for an opportunity to watch a Husker football game with former players in a luxury suite. And the group running the scheme, Influence, also told customers that some of the proceeds would benefit nonprofits tied to former Huskers. Attorney General Mike Hilgers said the court's order will send a message to other would-be fraudsters. He said in a press release that Nebraska football plays an integral part in the lives of many Nebraskans, and this fraud preyed on Nebraskans' love of the Cornhuskers and their passion to help others in need. The Attorney General's office said there is no guarantee that the funds will be recovered due to the allegations that McCants already spent the money. However, if any money is recovered, the office will prioritize returning funds to consumers harmed by the fraud. The boyfriend of a former Nebraska State Patrol employee who is charged with stealing drugs from an evidence room and distributing them has been sentenced. According to federal court records, George Weaver Jr., the boyfriend of Anna Indigma, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison and 8 years of post-release supervision for his part in a conspiracy to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine and fentanyl. Indigma was a 14-year Nebraska State Patrol employee who most recently worked as an evidence technician. An audit of the Nebraska State Patrol facilities found that multiple drugs were missing, including large amounts of cocaine and fentanyl. The Nebraska State Patrol then determined that Indigma and Weaver Jr. were responsible for the missing drugs. The State Patrol estimated that 154 pounds of marijuana, 32 pounds of THC, 19 pounds of cocaine, 10 pounds of heroin, 6 pounds of fentanyl, and 3 pounds of methamphetamine were missing from the evidence room, along with more than 1,700 THC vape cartridges and numerous pills. Indigma was sentenced to 21 years in prison. 49-year-old Amy Weiss of Grand Island was arrested for theft by unlawful taking more than $5,000 after police said she stole thousands of dollars in merchandise from a local store over 7 months. According to Grand Island Police, shortly before 8 p.m. on Tuesday, officers were called to TJ Maxx on Wilmar Avenue in reference to an employee, later identified as Weiss, allegedly stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise multiple times dating back to December of 2023. The Grand Island Police said the store's loss prevention staff began investigating Weiss on February 26th and found video surveillance footage showing her taking clothes, purses, shoes, and other clothing while working. Law enforcement said Weiss stole items around 70 times, with an average of $113 worth of merchandise stolen per incident, for a total of approximately $7,800. Grand Island Police said Weiss later admitted to stealing the items and was arrested. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reported that its agents found a man was inconsistent in his statements when he reported being kidnapped and sexually assaulted over the weekend. The Decatur County Sheriff's Office asked the KBI to investigate the allegations on Saturday, and in a news release, the KBI said that after further investigation, their agents determined that several inconsistencies existed in the statements made by the reporting party. They added that the community can be assured that no threats exist related to the incident. The KBI also said the investigation is ongoing and it would not release additional information at this time. Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that begin November 15, 2023, which include locally Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, Trigo, and Norton, along with others. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, said the Small Business Administration eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster, not on any actual property damage. By law, the Small Business Administration makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster, and the Secretary declared this disaster on March 25th. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for Small Business Association disaster assistance. Agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for Small Business Association disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online and receive additional disaster assistance information at sba.gov/disaster, and the deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-9 near Logan in Phillips County starting this Monday, June 10th. The closure is necessary for the demolition and replacement of the bridge spanning Crooked Creek, located 0.4 miles east of Logan. And during construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge. Motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using U.S. 283, U.S. 36, and U.S. 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project work to be completed in late November, conditions permitting. The project is the second of two bridge replacements the Kansas Department of Transportation is completing along K-9 in Phillips County this construction season. Work on the first project, which is located approximately 3.5 miles east of Logan, began in February and is also expected to be completed in November. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200, or you can email daniel.moore@ks.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 83 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 59 with a calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the evening. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise, Friday should be sunny with a high near 90 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy, with a low around 61. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 78. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. And on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 91. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 64 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is east at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08, and the dew point is 50 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals game with the Guardians scheduled for last night was postponed due to weather in Cleveland, and they'll play that game as part of a split doubleheader on August 26th, the next time they are in Cleveland. The Royals will look for a split today with first pitch set for 12:10 p.m. as Brady Singer will get the start on the mound, and Casey doesn't have to worry about Daniel Lynch the fourth starting in the series. Tanner Beebe will start for Cleveland. Kansas Hoops got some bad news yesterday morning as they found out Elmarco Jackson will miss the entire 2024-2025 season after tearing his patella tendon tendon during a scrimmage on Tuesday. But KU acted quickly and got a commitment from former Mississippi State Bulldog guard Shaquille Moore hours later. Last season, Moore averaged 7.9 points per game on a career-best 46.8% shooting from the field. Two seasons ago, he set a career-high 9.8 points per game and was named Naismith Defensive Player of the Year watch list. Prior to Mississippi State, he spent time at North Carolina State, and he'll have 1 year of eligibility remaining. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
John Deere Utility Tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is pushing through from northwest to southeast. Moisture is coming in from the south, and that is producing a few areas of scattered showers across the northern half of the state. Fairly quiet weather the rest of today. It is going to be a warm afternoon. Same story again as we head into Friday, but by Friday night, we have a disturbance along with a low pressure system that will produce a complex of thunderstorms rolling our way. Some of those may be severe as they slide from northwest to southeast. Other storms will be ongoing in western Kansas. Drier weather expected on Saturday, but another storm system may move in on Saturday night. For today, mostly sunny in northwestern Kansas, our high temperature in the mid-80s, sunny in 85 in north-central Kansas and in northeastern Kansas, chance of a thunderstorm with a high 85. Scattered showers and storms in southwestern Kansas, today's high likely in the upper 80s, south-central Kansas, sunny in 85 this afternoon, 65 tonight, warm and dry in southeastern Kansas with a high 82, tonight clear and near 60. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Now, selling pressure engulfed the livestock complex on Wednesday as there was little news to provide support. Cash cattle trade should surface, but traders are not as optimistic as they had been. Hogs continue to fall and may even now be challenging the lows. As far as the grains are concerned, corn is rebounding on this morning as the market has moved into oversold conditions after a 7-day losing streak, the longest streak since late January. Soybeans are trading higher as both oil and meal are stronger this morning. Wheat futures are mixed and were sharply lower in the overnight session before rebounding to either side of unchanged. Futures have fallen for six consecutive sessions as recent longs have moved to liquidate profitable positions. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.